Can you give me the date and the hours for the Gazebo Arts Festival?
Yeah, it's Saturday, September 21st in Chandler Park, and it goes from 9 to 5 p.m. We also have in there children's art, and that'll go from 10 to 4 p.m.
What is the children's art?
That's some art, an opportunities for kids to do some projects right there in the park. Dick Blick is sponsoring that, and they'll have some people, and they'll bring down materials so kids can do their own kind of things. I'm not sure of the exact projects they're going to do, but it's always kind of a big draw for kids because they can see people actually selling artistic things that they've made, and then they can go and do their own. So there'll probably be some painting things, some, you know, putting some things together and just a variety of different things for a number of different ages. And that'll be an area that be separate by itself.
And for the professionals, prizes are handed out, correct?
Yeah. They always give out prizes. And this year we have a Best in Show prize, which is an award of $750. We have a first place, which is $500, a second place, which is $350, third place, $200, and then there are two honorable mentions at $100 each. Also with that, there's a raffle for a free space for next year's Gazebo Arts Festival because the booth fee is $50. Each artist pays $50 just to go to cover costs and things. And, you know, then each artist takes the risk of whether they're going to make their booth fee back or not.
You run into that no matter where you go.
Absolutely. Every one of these art fairs has a booth fee. Some are a lot more than that. So this is a relatively inexpensive one.
The artist who will be displaying and selling work at the Gazebo Arts Festival, are they mostly from Macomb and the general area, or do you draw from a wider region?
Most of them in the past couple of years and this year included are from Macomb and the surrounding area. But we do have, I looked at the list the other day, and we've got people from Chicago. We've got some Iowa people. There was Peoria. I think there was a Bloomington person on there. So, you know, basically these kinds of art fairs grow as they age because one person will be at another art fair somewhere else and will say, hey, you should go to Macomb. It's a really nice little park. The volunteers are great. You know, the vendors all talk among themselves and say, this is a good one, this is a bad one. You know, I did real good sales here or I didn't do very good sales here. So plus there's a lot of online blogs and sites that people look at just to see all of the different art fairs because there's just hundreds of art fairs all over the country all year round. So people trade information about different art fairs. So I think we're going to keep growing.
Well, you said festivals grow as they age.
Yeah.
What is the age of the Gazebo Arts Festival? How long has Macomb been doing this?
Well, nobody really knows for sure. So I asked around over the last couple of days. And the best information I can get is that some version of the Gazebo Arts Festival has been around since 1968. They called it Art in the Park then. And it was kind of an outgrowth of the activities with what used to be called Communiversity, which is a group of people in the community and at the university who got together to put on seminars and things. I talked to Pam Johnson, who is the pottery teacher at the park, and she was involved in those early efforts in 1968. And she said it kind of went on and off for a couple of years in there, and it was a very casual thing. It wasn't what it is today. It was very casual. They would sell baked goods. They had a lot of, high school and younger musicians up there. And at that time, they had a lot of support from the Illinois Arts Council, which was a state agency at the time. Also from the Two Rivers Arts Council, which is a regional arts organization that supported 11 counties in this area. I don't think either of those groups are still around. It then, in the 80s and 90s, from what I can find out, it was renamed Artist Market to try to focus more on the art specifically and to run along the lines of a farmer's market where different people would come to sell their wares, except, of course, it was handmade and original artwork. That was also supported by the McDonough County Arts Council. And it started out, you know, that one actually started out in the WIU Gallery as part of the Heritage Days show. And it started out as in conjunction with the Ice Cream Social Western used to put on during Heritage Days. It was at that time that they started getting a little bit more what you would call professional. That's when the purchase awards came in. That's when it became a juried show, and that kind of separates, you know, a casual art fair from a more professional one.
And then when did it come back to the park and become known as the Gazebo Arts Festival?
Well, nobody's really sure. So the best I can put together is that it's been 7 or 8 years, but I may be wrong because I can't find anybody to pinpoint the exact date when it became Gazebo Arts Festival. For a while, it was separate from the Al Sears Festival. Right now, it's on the same weekend and in the park with the Al Sears Jazz Festival. But it was separate, and somebody came along, somebody on either the committee or in City Hall or who knows where, it's a total mystery these days, and said, hey, why don't you do them together? So the combination of having all of this fine art and the music together just really makes a beautiful time. Plus, you have this absolutely picture postcard perfect park, you know, and people from out of town come in and see our park and they're amazed at the gazebo and the cannon and the statues and the trees and the brick sidewalk. And it's just one of those classic kind of, you know, little events now that when people from out of town come in, a lot of times we get students bringing their parents up, and they're just amazed that little old Macomb has such a nice festival going on with music and with fine art.
And maybe some people who intended to come just for the jazz will discover some art while they're there.
Yes, there's a lot of intermixing between it. In addition to the art, the past couple of years we've had the library doing one of their annual book sales. During that time, they kind of take over a corner of Chandler Park, and from what I understand, it's a really big fundraiser for them. So we get all the book people out, and they buy books. And funny, I hear funny stories about it every year because people say, "Well, I bought books last year and then donated them back to the park, and then to the library, and then I see them up here again, and I have to stop myself from buying the same books back again because I liked them and I want to read them again."
How many artists will be participating in the Gazebo Arts Festival?
Well, we're never sure till the very end because the first deadline for applying is September 13th, and anybody can still apply through the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Macomb. After the 13th, the booth fee goes up, but we still do get people after that. Last year, there were, I think, 24 different artists. So I think we can generally expect between 20 and 25 different people. And so far this year, we have people selling jewelry, photography. We've got somebody coming in to do metal and wood furniture. We have, and I have to mention her by name, Deb Lutz. She does digital fractal design. And I mention her by name because she just won first prize at the Illinois State Fair in the digital photography area. So, you know, she does some amazing digital fractal designs. We have oil painting, acrylic painting, watercolor. We have ceramics. We have somebody coming in to do fiber creations. In addition to that, we have two artists who are going to be demonstrating what they do. So we have a WIU art student who's going to be demonstrating printmaking. Silkscreen printmaking, and then we also have somebody who's going to come in and do some creations with metal. So he has a portable forge, and he's going to be doing some forging, which is not faking stuff, but which is hammering and making things out of metal with heat and hammers. So, you know, I think it'll be the demonstrations will be pretty exciting, too.
How many artists do you think you could fit in the park if there was a big rush?
Oh, my God. I don't have any idea. The 2 years that I've participated, we've only filled up kind of two and a half spokes of the four spokes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we were full, you could probably fit 50 different people in there. It might be a squeeze because we have the area for the kids' art area. We have the area for the library book sale, and then, of course, the stage for the Al Sears. So, you know, I'm guessing 40 to 50 you could put in there.
All right. What else do you think people should know about this?
Well, we hope everybody comes out. The past couple of years, it's been really great weather, and unfortunately, it's early, but it's time to start thinking about Christmas presents. And this is a really good opportunity to buy one-of-a-kind gifts for people, whether it's jewelry or painting or some other unique things that we don't have the artists yet to do. It's a great time to come out and to purchase fine arts to support the artist. The other thing is most of these artists, because we're a small art fair, most of the people who are selling at the Gazebo Arts Festival, you can sit and talk to and ask them about how they do their things. That's what I always do when I go to them, or even if I'm participating in one. I try to get away from my own booth and talk to other people just to see what they're doing.
This is a relatively small art fair.
Yes.
Do you want it to grow larger, or do you think there's an advantage to being smaller?
Well, there's really pros and cons to that, because over the past year, since I got involved in this personally, I've been going and just visiting different art fairs just to see what they're like, how they're set up, and not only, you know, for myself, but also to get ideas for this, because I just joined this committee about a year ago. They can get too big. The art fairs can get to a point where people walk around and see so much stuff that they can't make a decision on what to buy and to buy anything.
They're overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's there's so much stuff and it's hard to do, but there's no magic number, you know? So this is something that all organizers of art fairs struggle with. Do we have too many? Do we have not enough? You know, and who do we include in having them participate in our art fair? You know, there was a question years ago as to whether jewelry should be included. Well, now, all over the country, it's very well accepted. It's gone beyond what you would think of as the traditional arts of oil painting and different things. So we've expanded and expanded with the changes. I'd like to see ours grow a little bit, but, you know, because we're a little bit off the beaten path, I don't think we're ever going to be a gigantic one. And I think that's just fine with most of the people in the on the committee at this time. And probably with, I don't know how the Convention and Visitors Bureau feels about it, but they like anybody coming in. So they aren't too concerned about the numbers of artists. One thing I did forget to mention is that we've put an exhibit of some of the things that will be at the Gazebo Arts Festival in the Pumo Insurance office window. They have that big glass window. So if anybody's in town and they want to walk by and see what's there, we've got a bunch of different things in there, and they can get a kind of a preview of what's going to be going on.
That's on the east side of the square?
Yes, that would be east. I had to think
for a minute. Next to the Arts Center.
Yes, right next to the Arts Center.
Okay.
Can't miss it.
By being smaller, does that perhaps allow for a little more interaction between the artist and the people coming to the festival?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things I like about it the best, because, you know, when you start making something, when it's your own creation, you're very invested in it. And when somebody takes an interest and says, oh, how do you do that? Of course, you probably bore them to death talking about how you do that. But most artists that I've come in contact with love to talk about their method, how they make things, how they get their ideas, what their process is. And a lot of people kind of hope that they inspire other people to go out and get involved in making handmade things, because it's becoming a lost art. We tend to think that, you know, we can't make anything ourselves anymore, you know. So I always like to encourage people to go out and try to make their own things too.
You mentioned earlier the weather's been perfect the past couple of years.
Yeah, it really has. I hate to even say that.
So what if it is not perfect this year? Is there a rain location or a rain date?
Well, we're still working on that. There won't be a different date. It'll still be on that date. But we're working on a rain location just in case. So I can't tell you that yet. I know Al Sears has a rain location because they will go into the Performing Arts Center at Western. We don't have one yet, so that's my job for the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.